This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Lisa Brady. Christmas is just over a week away, and you may be one of the millions of Americans still shopping online, hoping to beat those pesky shipping deadlines. But be careful what you click. Scammers are lurking, finding new ways to rip people off. And it's even easier for them when we're in a hurry or distracted, and especially when we're online. The FBI's Internet Crimes Report for 2022 says Americans lost a total of more than $280 million last year just to Internet scams, including the kinds that pop up this time of year. This past week, we spoke with Melanie McGovern, Director of Public Relations and Social Media for the International Association of Better Business Bureaus. She discussed how to avoid getting scammed for the holidays, offering tips on how to avoid fake ads and emails and fraudulent charities, too. We made some edits for time and thought you might like to hear the whole thing. So thanks for listening. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the weekday Fox News Rundown podcast. Now here's Melanie McGovern on the Fox News Rundown Extra. My first question is there a particular type of scam? Because we'll get into all of them. But is there a type of scam that stands out more than the others for this particular holiday season?
It's always the online purchase scam that a lot of people unfortunately find themselves caught up in around the holidays. For example, you're searching for an item and then all of a sudden it pops up in your social media feed on a website you've never heard of. And that's where people report to our scam tracker. I found this ad. I tried to purchase the product and ended up not getting the product and not getting my money or losing my money. So that's where we do see a lot of these scams pop up, especially this time of year. It is the online purchase scam, definitely number one.
And I guess, you know, these have become even easier, right, with so many people shopping online. I mean, what are the red flags for people to look for? How can they tell a fake email or a fake website from the real thing?
A lot of this comes from what we call passive scrolling. So, I mean, think about when you're on social media and you see an ad, you stop scrolling and you click over. You're not in shopping mode. You're not thinking about, is this real or not? So if you get an email, you want to know, hey, did I sign up for these emails? Does the website look a little off? Is the URL not the direct name of the retailer? Are they promising that they have an item that nobody else has? Is the item way less than it is other places? Is there no contact information? That's a big red flag. Same as a website. So once you click that email and you go to that website, look for those red flags. Do the pictures all look kind of off? Is there broken English? Is there no contact information? And then again, on social media, always look for that verified check mark next to a retailer. And, you know, go to the page. Is it new? Did it just start? Are there comments? Are they deleting comments? What are people saying about it? Those are just really good ways to protect yourself when you're online shopping this holiday season.
You mentioned that one potential red flag is if they're offering something that other people don't have. Popular items, very easy to be tempted by resellers when you can't find that hot item that you're looking for. I know counterfeits and knockoffs are also a big issue, right? How do you protect yourself from that?
Well, you want to go in knowing what the availability is. What's the regular retail price? If you're looking for something that averages about $149.99, let's say, and the sale price that you've seen is $129.99 across multiple retailers, and then all of a sudden you're seeing ads for the same product for $79.99, that can be a red flag that it could be counterfeit. You know, look for the search terms, like, again, using the word like next to the name of the product. Or again, if it's coming from, say, overseas, how long is it going to take to get there? And we do know that some of the products that do come from overseas could be counterfeits or duplicates. So, You want to make sure that that's in the description, that you know what you're buying. Sometimes the counterfeits and duplicates could be problematic. They could be made of poor material. They could cause problems down the road. So again, it's a lot of buyer beware if that's the route you want to go. You know, after you do all your due diligence, that's something to think about before you hit purchase.
The word free is always a hook. Is there any such thing as a free gift card?
Probably not. And we do see some of these scams pop up where people think they're getting a free item and then they ask you for your credit card for the shipping. And then all of a sudden you're subscribed to some service that you never asked for, never authorized. So again, nothing is ever really free. Make sure that you know what you're signing up for before you put any kind of personal information into any website.
Speaking of shipping, I know fake shipping notifications are another pitfall of holiday shopping. How do those work?
I get the texts all the time. It's coming from what claims to be a national package outlet that ships things. It's UPS, USPS, FedEx, saying that your package is being held at the warehouse because there wasn't enough postage put on it. So that's where people are like, oh no, what do I do? They see a link, they click that link, and then all of a sudden they're giving up personal information and not even realizing it. So that's, again, where it can get a little dicey. People really need to keep track of what they ordered. A lot of reputable retailers will ask you at the point of sale, do you want text alerts? Do you want emails? How do you want to get this delivered? Make sure you remember if you checked that box for text alerts, because what the scammers are relying on is you not paying attention, people opening text messages within seconds of them being sent, and then panicking and giving up that info. So bottom line, make sure you're keeping track of what you ordered, how it's coming, and what carrier is bringing it to your house.
Social media can be a minefield. You've alluded to some of the potential problems there already, but what are some of the tricks people can face on their favorite platforms?
Definitely, again, marketers follow us all around. So do scammers. So if you're on a website and then you go back over to your Facebook and you start seeing ads for that product, that's, again, a buyer beware of, is this a real website? I have personally seen the same photo of a sweater from three different quote-unquote retailers in my social feeds before. So again, it's just making sure you know exactly what that item is and where it's available, how it's available. And, you know, if you do order it, there's a good chance you could be very disappointed if it doesn't look like it does on the feed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It seems like just slowing down is a common theme with a lot of the advice. You got to slow down, double check things, and make sure you know what you're looking at. There is a scam as well, preying on people who want to pay it forward through gift exchanges with strangers online, for instance. That certainly exposes personal information, right?
Yeah, and it's technically illegal. It's technically a pyramid scheme. So if you see a friend of yours post, let's do a holiday gift exchange. If you send one $10 product to a person, you could get 30 products from other people. So you're moving up the pyramid. you know, it harkens back to the 80s with the chain letters. And if you're sending things in the mail like that, it is technically illegal. So, and you don't know who you're giving your information to. It could be a trusted Facebook friend who has an account that's been hacked and spoofed. So you want to make sure that you know who you're exchanging gifts with, that it isn't online, that it's actually in person. And if you see one of these and you're tempted to do it, just scroll on by, reach out to that friend and say, hey, you know what? If you want to exchange gifts, let's just do it in real life.
A lot of folks look for temporary jobs over the holidays. That's another way that scammers could maybe find a way in to your personal information. what are ways to spot a fake job opportunity or a fake warning that you've been hacked?
The biggest thing with the jobs is they came to you, you didn't go to them. A lot of times we'll see people report to our scam tracker, I got an email with a job offer. Reputable companies don't offer you a job until they've met with you, interviewed you, had those conversations, gone and done their due diligence. So if the job is too easy to get, or if your interview consists of emailing back and forth or texting and not actually talking to or seeing the person, that's a red flag as well. Or they're offering to pay you a lot of money for what seems to be like a minimum wage job. Those are the biggest red flags. If they say, we're going to send you a check to buy your office supplies or to buy supplies, and then they tell you 2 days later, oh, we sent you too much money, can you send some of it back? That's a red flag as well. Reputable work at home jobs will send you all the equipment you need. You do not have to do any transaction with money. So those are just some of the things. You know, I've had people tell me, I got to the point with this job interview where they talked about sending the check, and then I remembered that BBB says that's a scam. So, you know, people are, you know, they are paying attention, but, you know, around this time of year, we'll see those quote secret shopper type jobs pop up where they'll tell you, go to this retail outlet and buy 6 gift cards with the money we're going to send you. And then to see if you really did it, you have to send back the number on the gift card. And again, you're putting that money in your account. That check turns out to be fraudulent. You buy those gift cards, that money's already gone, and then the gift card money is gone. So definitely, definitely, definitely do not fall for this. Make sure that you are checking it out before you say yes. There are reputable secret shopper companies, but they're not emailing you and blindly hoping that you'll accept that position.
It's also a very popular time of year for donating, and that means fake charities, especially Insidious, since there are so many legitimate charities that really need help to help others. How do you donate safely?
The bottom line with donating to charity is that a reputable charity will give you the time to do your research, do your homework, check into them. They will gladly answer questions. If you say, you know what, I'm going to sit on this today and make a decision tomorrow, they'll say, okay, you know, here's our number, give us a call back. But if it's an imposter or a scammer, they're going to put that pressure on you to donate right away. They're going to tell you that there's no time to wait, that they really need your money, and they're going to keep hounding you. So again, make sure you're checking give.org, which is the BBB's charity arm. We have accredited charities there with giving tips, really great resource. And just, you know the charity. You know, if it's a charity you're not familiar with, look them up. See what they're all about. There's a lot of charities, like you said, that are imposters. There's thousands of charities with the word kids or cancer or something along those lines. So make sure, again, before you donate, you're doing that due diligence. A lot of times, you know, we talk about, you know, getting scammed online and making sure you know. So many people are looking on their phones instead of their computer that they're not seeing little things that could be red flags. So, you know, if you get a call, if you get an email, if you see an appeal on social media, go over to a bigger computer, take a look and start noodling around and hold the mouse over some of the links to make sure they're going exactly where they're supposed to be going.
I know the Better Business Bureau has highlighted what I thought to be a really shocking statistic, that 80% of pet advertisements may be fake. 80%. Is that mainly pets for sale, or do scammers also target people looking for rescues? And what should would-be pet owners do to play it safe for the holiday season?
Most of those are people searching for purebred dogs. A lot of those websites will pop up in the middle of the night. They'll have adorable pictures of puppies. In some cases, they'll have videos. And it could be a puppy that is highly sought after, a breed that's highly sought after. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, there they are. I can buy one for $800. And the dog may be a $2,000 dog. So unfortunately, with puppies, people get emotionally attached to their animal. I literally just got up and said hello to my cat before we did this interview. So people are totally attached to their animals. They get invested in buying this animal. And then they're not thinking about, oh, we have to pay more to have a crate. You know, sometimes they'll say, well, we need to pay more to ship the dog, or it needs some insurance. So, of course, you want to do everything you can to make sure that animal is safe in transporting it to you. And then all of a sudden you're out $4,000 and there is no animal. So, again, reputable sellers usually have wait lists and will make you do an interview and make you come out and see the animal and see how the animal interacts with you. It's not just a really quick transaction online. Buying a purebred dog is a process. So, you know, we always encourage people to use our website, find that reputable puppy breeder, dog seller, or to use our website to find a rescue that is accredited, that has animals that need homes as well.
So again, for folks who want to get any of these tips or read more on any of these holiday scam issues, it's BBB.org, right?
Correct.
Melanie McGovern, BBB spokesperson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good one, Melanie.
Awesome. Thank you. This was fun. Call me again.
All right. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.